Fernando de América, Costa Vasca, Basque Coast, 1920. In about 1920, Fernando de América began to visit the coast of Vizcaya, especially the area around Cape Ogoño near Bermeo. Up to that time, he had painted mainly inland scenes, Urkiola, the Leniz Valley, La Rioja, and spots in Castile, such as Frias. Now, however, he was drawn to the sea, and especially by the combination of seascapes and coastline. Costa Vasca, Basque Coast, which his biographer Bernardino de Pantorba describes as his best work, is the result of that interest. It combines the majesty of the cliffs with the play of colours on the sea. It is a mature work by an artist who had found his own style. In it, he skillfully plays with light and shadow to achieve an effect that makes it look as if the waves breaking over the rocks are actually moving. Also noteworthy is his use of a wide palette of colours, from greys to violets, all nuanced and subdued, but nevertheless containing great force. The area around Cape Ogoño also served as the inspiration for several other works by him that hang here in the museum, including Mar y Tierra Vascos, Basque Sea and Land, and Mar Bella, Beautiful Sea.